Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cudaberti. Last Wednesday, JP Morgan Bank published an article that due to macroeconomic forces like persistent inflation and ongoing supply line issues, the S&P 500 stock market will collapse about 8% by the end of next year. I've voiced many times here on Money Matters that the current semi-rally in stocks is built on a foundation of hope and hype instead of relying on the fact that inflation remains stubbornly high and the Federal Reserve will not cut interest rates anytime soon. Either that or the Feds will break something, as they often have done in the past when raising interest rates to near 6%, the current area where interest rates sit now. The something they break will either be some more banks, the consumer, or the economy in general, and any one of these may bring markets down hard in 2024. The entire economy is mostly powered by the consumer, that's you and I and all of our friends and neighbors, and the consumer is powered by how much money each of us has to spend on things, and herein lies the problem. Many will point to the rise in credit card debt as the harbinger of things to come, but advocates of that idea that the consumer is operating on the fumes of rising debt scratch their heads as they watch certain sectors of the market plow ever higher. Indeed, preliminary sales figures following the Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping sprees shows another year-over-year increase in money spent. That, in turn, has encouraged stock market participants to push the buy button, confounding the analysts that say, how can that be if credit card debt is skyrocketing and defaults on all sorts of debt is rising? The answer to that one is yes, it's true, both debt and defaults are rising, but cash and asset levels are still elevated. In other words, it is thought that consumers have still not spent all their lavish COVID savings. As we all know, oodles of money were rained down on businesses and consumers alike to counteract the shutdowns ordered by governments everywhere. All that cash not only fortified consumer checkbooks back then, there was so much money given out, it's taken a long time for consumers to burn through it. The JP Morgan folks haven't missed this concept and have figured out it's still too early in the game for the increase in both interest rates and inflation to significantly slow down the spend-happy consumer. Folks still want to get out and about, travel and experience life as the memory of the horrific shut-in environment still burns hot in their memories. You could call it PTSD of sorts, but instead of post-traumatic stress syndrome, the PTSD stands for post-traumatic shutdown syndrome. Yes, it was that bad for many, and they're not going to forget it anytime soon, at least not until the money runs out, which in my opinion will be right about January, as the last hurrah of an overspending holiday season yields inflation-infested credit card bills. Only then will the proverbial palm of the hand strike the forehead in an oh-no moment of realization that perhaps we spent a little too much, and wow, were prices really that high? And yes, you did, and yes, prices were really that high. It's interesting that despite exorbitantly high prices, consumers spent even more this year than last year if post-Thanksgiving sales figures hold out through Christmas, and then we remember they don't count the number of units sold, just how much money was spent, and if inflation is high, and it is, then people likely didn't buy more stuff, they just had to spend more due to the high prices. And so we go back once more to the JP Morgan prognostication that macroeconomic headwinds, no matter what the source, will put a damper on stock buyers. The trifecta of higher costs to suppliers, dwindling COVID savings, and higher overall costs to consumers will all come together to offer up the reason why stocks may come down next year. People simply can't afford to buy much more of anything, including what they sell on Wall Street. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only. It is not as meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, California insurance license OL34249, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cudaberti.